Welcome to What's New in National Defense Magazine, a podcast on military, homeland security, and technology trends, available on Apple News. In this episode, National Defense discusses the 2023 Vital Signs Report, the defense industry's workforce challenges, and the rare earth supply chain. First, the National Defense Industrial Association has issued vital signs over the last 3 years to encourage conversations at all levels of government and among Americans interested in national defense about the necessary policies and investments required to maintain the superior readiness of the U.S. defense industrial base. Unfortunately, from a public policy perspective, the gap is widening between the intentions and the outcomes to improve defense industrial readiness. Currently, the U.S. public policy is not oriented to support a defense ecosystem built for peer conflict. While the United States talks about the re-emergence of great power competition, China is advancing in military capabilities. China is taking a disciplined approach to reorder the international system on terms favorable to itself, steadily increasing its military capabilities and capacity in one of the most strategically disruptive global defense spending trends in the last 2 decades, according to the Defense Department. Conversely, current U.S. defense spending is not reflecting the stability and sufficiency required to prevail in great power competition. This means the Department needs to balance resourcing requirements for the future character of war. Serious policy disagreements over balancing of the Department's finite resources are significant challenges to the industry to navigate. Vital Signs 2023 survey results showed that while 21% of NDIA member companies thought general business conditions could get better in 2023, only 13% thought defense contracting business conditions could improve. Member companies are emphasizing that the federal acquisition process is growing more cumbersome. In addition, inflation was specifically highlighted as a pressing issue. NDIA and its Emerging Technologies Institute believe change can happen. In 2023, NDIA is committed to working on securing budget stability, modernization, and the development of more resilient supply chains. Whether the United States is successful in deterring conflict for 5 years, 15 years, or longer, when conflict erupts, national leaders will either have credible or constrained response options based on the policy, authorities, and resourcing investments they inherit. Read the full Vital Signs 2023 report at www.ndia.org. Next, it's been 3 years since the initial COVID-19 outbreak upended the global economy, and the defense industry is still struggling to attract and retain key talent on both the production line and in offices, according to a new study. The 2022 Aerospace and Defense Workforce Study revealed that overall turnover in aerospace and defense companies has risen to 7.1%. One factor causing the talent shortage is academia's inability to keep up with the defense industry's changing needs, one expert said. One company looking to bridge this gap is Lockheed Martin. The company has established apprenticeship programs that are instrumental in developing a sustainable pipeline of highly skilled talent for future operations, a company spokesperson said. As defense companies look to attract the next generation of key talent, they must also improve compensation practices and create pathways and learning opportunities for career advancement, the expert said. The talent shortage is a call to action for defense companies as they struggle to meet their revenue goals, another expert said. One thing companies can do better is articulate their unique value proposition to current and potential employees. An example would be offering flexibility on when people work. Companies must continue to be adaptable and flexible as working remotely is likely to become a permanent part of the United States service industry. To attract key talent and foster future leaders, defense companies must clearly articulate their purpose as an organization and how their work will impact the world, one expert said. Last, from the smartphone in your pocket to magnets powering electric vehicles, rare earth elements are the foundational components for some of the most commonly used technologies today. Over the last three decades, China has held an iron grip on the world supply chain for rare earth elements. This poses a vulnerability within the United States supply chain and potential national security risks. Both industry and government are investing in methods that aim to secure a domestic rare earth supply chain. Because the chemical properties of rare earth elements are nearly indistinguishable from one another, individually separating and refining them is a complex process, an official said. It can also be expensive and environmentally hazardous. However, at the United States' largest rare earth mine in California, MP Materials is trying to reverse that. With the scale and capability of their facilities, MP Materials is trying to become a magnet champion in the Western Hemisphere and build a full magnetic supply chain, a company official said. MP Materials produces a mixture of rare earth concentrate that contributes around 15% of the rare earth minerals consumed each year, according to the United States Geological Survey. And soon, they will no longer have to ship this mixture overseas to China. The company announced in November that it is on the cusp of opening the first rare earth refinement facility within the United States at its California facility. Its opening marks a crucial step in the United States' effort to address its vulnerable rare earth supply chain. To fully domesticate the magnet supply chain, MP Materials also began construction on the United States' first rare earth magnetic factory in April 2022, located in Fort Worth, Texas. Meanwhile, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency is researching ways to secure a domestic rare earth supply chain using a different kind of method, biomining. The Environmental Microbes as a Bioengineering Resource Program is the agency's initiative to use microbio and biomolecular engineering techniques to separate and purify rare earth mixtures like the ones produced at MP Materials Mine. Phase 1 of the program is expected to wrap up around January 2024, after which the agency will decide whether to continue with the second phase. If it does, the next phase will focus on improving the efficiency and scale of separating rare earths from source rocks. And then, Phase 3 will end in a pilot-scale rare earth biomining demonstration. Check out our website and read more stories in the most recent issue of National Defense at www.nationaldefensemagazine.org. And look for copies at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million stores across the United States.